Well, you heard the Amherst highlights, and that means Amherst head coach Pat Bray is joining us here at the table. Well, we've talked about fishing with Coach Bray. We've talked about big boats with Coach Bray. Let's talk some basketball, then come back around and talk fishing a little bit later on. Coach, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Well, last year you guys were awful lengthy, awful athletic in that front court. What kinds of expectations do you have for this year's team?
Well, we're still lanky, and now Christian Pfeiffer is almost 6'9". So Jeez. The only thing is he's still about 195. So, you know, we've been trying to put some weight on him, and it's not for lack of trying because that boy eats. So, but we still got Christian, and then we go with Ty Weatherspoon, who's 6'4", Josh Crossen, 6'3". So we've got some size and we got some length. And then, you know, we come back with some Kyle Ferguson at the point back, and we also have Jason Monis and Troy Branchin coming back as seniors. So we've got a big senior group here, and then we come in with some young guys, you know, that we're going to rely on some young guys coming off the bench for us and doing a great job for us.
You got to bring Pfeiffer up here to the brew kettle, man. I mean, get him some of the honey butter with the sweet potato fries.
And the meatloaf. I don't know if I could afford to bring him up to brew kettle. I mean, the boy can eat. He can eat.
I mean, to be in high school again, to have the metabolism rate of a cheetah, you know, where you can eat all that and still not put on a pound.
I had that when I was in high school.
You still do have it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You do. I'm serious. I mean, you could take down desserts up here and still not put on a pound at your wife's young age of, what, are you 29 now, 28?
That's it. In February, I turned 30, actually.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry. Maybe I cheated a couple years there. But, Coach, you alluded to some of the young guys.
A couple of decades.
Yeah, maybe a couple decades. You alluded to some of the young guys that you'll be relying on to come off the bench and provide some quality minutes for you. Who are some of those young guys?
Well, we're going to have George Fair, who will be starting at the point for us. Great young point guard. Then we'll have my son, Austin Bray, coming off the bench for us as a shooter and a nice guard. Then we got Jordan Corey and George Gotsis, also sophomores, that are going to be giving us some big minutes. So, you know, we have some veterans, but then also we have to rely on some young guys for some big minutes this year. But in practice and in our scrimmages so far, it's been a great mix. You know, we've seen some really good things this year, and it's a good they have a good blend together. I mean, it's different times. It's different people stepping up in our scrimmages and stuff like that. So we had a really good summer this year. So, you know, they're having fun. We're having fun, and it's just going to be enjoyable this year.
How do you communicate your game plans and what you want to run offensively and defensively to the players so that they can pick it up in the shortest amount of time, especially a new player?
Well, you know, I sit there and I talk a lot about you got to be able to play the game in your head. You know, before you even walk on the court, you got to be able to think about what the other team's going to do when you do this and stuff like that, because I talk a lot about changes. You know, when they make a change, we've got to be able to make a change. And it's going to, you know, everyone talks about being like a chess match. You know, who's going to make that best move at the end? And, you know, that's what we talk about all the time is, hey, they're going to make adjustments to what we're doing. We got to be able to make that other adjustment that's going to, you know, neutralize what they do. And so, you know, I got my assistant, Don Collier, this year. He's going to be doing a lot of the offensive, you know, calling the offenses a lot. I'm mainly sticking to a lot of defense. But then I have Mike Darmus, who, you know, great defensive mind too. So me and him bounce things off each other. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to a fun year and a great year this year.
Talked about size and length earlier in our conversation. Can you bring athleticism and speed with that?
I believe so. Yeah, we've got some athletic kids. I mean, the most athletic kid I think we have right now is the sophomore George Gotsis. Sometimes in practice he does things that I'm like, where did that come from? And it's just really – but we also – Ty Weatherspoon, sometimes it doesn't even look like he's working hard because he's so – I mean, he's like Mr. Smooth. He really is. He everything comes really easy and natural to him, you know. And then we have Josh Crossen, who just I tell him all the time, he's the Dennis Rodman of today. The kid just goes, gets it. He will do anything to get the ball, and then he's worked. It was funny. We had a scrimmage last Friday against Brookside, and I've been talking to Josh about we got to get you using the left hand. You got to use the left hand. I'm getting there. We're in the huddle after a couple quarters, and I said, all right, this is what we're doing, this, and this. And all of a sudden, Josh looks at me, and I'm done talking. He goes, Coach, I've made two left-handed layups. And George Fair looks at him and goes, what does that have to do with anything Coach said? And it's just that kind of stuff that just makes it fun with these guys. You know, they're having fun, they're working hard, and, you know, it's just going to be exciting this year.
Where do you think you guys have grown the most from the end of last year? I know that can be kind of tough to tell because you haven't played any games yet, but in what you've seen in practice, are there some areas where you feel like you guys have really grown from the end of last year?
Yeah, I just believe we've grown big time in trusting each other. You know, last year it was hard to rotate on defense because we wouldn't trust the guy that the guy behind us was going to cover my back. And this year it's just we do a lot better communicating, and we do a lot better of just knowing where each other's going to be on the floor and trusting that that guy's going to be there.
All right, let's switch gears. Talk a little fishing because we're almost up against it here with Coach. You were talking about some of the fishing you like to do. Tell our listeners about it, because you guys are going after some steelhead and some bigger game fish, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, we are. I grew up with hunting and fishing, so I introduced my boys to it when they were young. And now my boys, my oldest has started driving. So any half hour to hour he gets, he's headed to a creek or stream or river, wherever he can, and they're steelhead fishing. And I'm happy that they've fallen in love with that too, because I believe that, you know, they do that and it sort of keeps them a little bit out of trouble. So,
well, you may not make the cover of Sports Illustrated, but maybe we'll see you in American Angler.
Hey, I'm willing to fill any magazine they want me to take a picture for.
You were telling us a few moments ago too that, you know, there's like an $80,000 boat or something like that.
Yeah, for the biggest fish or something like that for the fall brawl and walleye, you know, you get like an $80,000 boat. I mean, the entry fee is $30. You go in and you try to catch a big fish. That's what it all comes down to.
Can you do it, Pat?
Hey,
can you hook that big one?
I'm giving my best effort. You know, Brian Corey, the AD at Lorraine, me and him are good friends, and we do a lot of fishing together. So, you know, he'll call me up or I'll call him up. We go in tonight and we'll jump out there and we'll give it our best. And, you know, some nights we catch a bunch, but they ain't big, and some nights we don't catch many. So, you know, but it's just fun being out there doing that kind of stuff and just enjoying the outdoors.
Terrific pastime.
I've got to ask, what all is in an $80,000 boat? I mean, does this thing have, is there like a bar in this thing? What's in an $80,000 boat?
I can tell you this. I don't know, and I will never know, because if I was to win that, I would tell them, you can take the prize money. So I'm like, I'll take the prize money. My boys have been wanting me to get a boat for the last 10 years. I told them, get a good job, get a good boat. I will go fishing anytime you want me to. I'm not going to be that guy that's got to take it in and out. Dude, I just don't have that kind of time.
Well, that means you're never going to take your wife out on a boat then.
Oh, no, I took her out this summer on a boat.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you could ask her how that went. No, we had to cut fishing fishing a little short.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what?
Take the check.
You got to
take
it.
She was a champ. She was a champ about it. She stayed as long as she could, and I looked at her, and she wasn't looking well. And I said, I think we need to go in, guys. And
was she bored with it? Is that what it was?
No. It was called seasickness.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of where I figured that was going.
Yes. She started to turn a little pale there, and I was like, we need to go in. So, you know, I've got some friends with some boats, and we do a lot of fishing, so I'm good with that. And my wife just wanted to spend the day with the family doing that. Hey, bless her for, you know, wanting to do that for us. And we had a great time, but it was what it was, and we had to leave a little early.
A man's got to know his limitations, right, Pat?
Yes. Well, we covered a lot of ground here the last 10 minutes, Coach Bray, from basketball to fishing and a few things in between. We appreciate you joining us here. We look forward to covering you guys throughout the year.
Looking forward to seeing you guys and looking forward to the year. It's going to be a good year for us.